welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob Epp Switch.
This is episode 112.
Yes.
And we're in a kind of a new setting right now.
Right. Trying out a new studio.
Yeah.
And like a nice pair of jeans. It fits pretty well so far. Right?
Yeah. Still probably need to break them in a little bit.
We'll break them in a little bit, right.
Probably, get a whip or something and, you know,
right.
Whip on them, you know?
Yeah.
Put some dirt on them a little bit.
Roll around in the mud a little bit.
Yeah, get, you know, wrangle some stuff.
Yes.
Wranglers, a pair of Wranglers.
Right.
Lee, change your name to Lee,
mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe, or I can be Lee or you can be Lee and then I'll be Levi, or one of us could be Levi, the other one could be Lee.
The Levi's twins, I think, is what we'll be
yeah,
known
yeah,
as now.
Yeah, the Levi's twins, yeah.
By the way, the listeners have been calling us the Dragon Boys or the Dragon Twins.
Or the Cheeky Cheeky Boys.
The Cheeky Cheeky Boys, yeah, too. Uh-huh. I like that. I like that. So note to the listeners, keep that up.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to answer Dan from Pennsylvania. Dan from Pennsylvania asked me if I was ever a taxi driver. Because I used to work as a pizza delivery boy at
right.
one point. I was never a taxi driver, but I've always fantasized about being a taxi driver.
Really?
I had a romanticized idea of what being
yes.
a taxi driver was like.
Wow.
From, you know, watching movies like Taxi Driver.
Okay.
And, or whatever, you know? So, no, but I never was one, but it was kind of a dream job in a weird way.
Right.
Yeah. All right. One other thing I wanted to respond to is, just about that Famicom Jump track that was played at the very end of last episode. There was this... I said that I was confused about where it was in the game. I finally found out where it was in the game in case anybody cares. But there is like an intro cutscene. If you just let the title screen just be without, you know, without pressing start, you get the this cutscene in the beginning, and that's when that song plays. So,
okay. All
right, so anyway, that track plays. All right, the episode...
Hold on, can I respond to a listener as well?
Oh, sure, please.
We got a text, and the message in the text was, does thinking about a bunch of Japanese girls composing music on computers in the 80s make you cry? Which was a little weird, right?
Oh, no, I understand.
I don't understand that at all. So I replied.
It makes me cry.
I replied with, why would it make me cry?
Yeah.
And then this person responded with...
Wait, can I say what I responded with?
Sure.
It does make me cry.
Why?
Because it's now only a memory.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
But then what did he say? Or she
on.
Say? I don't know. Yeah.
Let me see here. Because it's so magical.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, yeah.
Also, maybe they were pretty.
Well, sure, they were, actually. And I can say this, they were, in fact, pretty.
So that would make you cry? Pretty composers make you cry?
Well, no, that it is such a magical sight, you know? I get that. It's tears of magicalness.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of like tears of happiness, but tears of, you know, tears of neatness.
Well, that one, that text came to us with no name attached to it. It was just a text.
Yeah.
But based on the area code, I dubbed this person Sentimental and San Gabriel. So thank you, Sentimental and San Gabriel, for that
that
text message.
I like that.
Yeah. Kind of like Sleeps in Seattle?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. All right. So, and then there's that episode 110 poll, right?
Right.
I guess we'll just, at the end of this episode, say what those top three were.
We're
really trying to, you know, build up on this, right? We're really trying to capitalize on this whole poll situation.
Which is,
you know?
FYI, you can, you have until Tuesday, the following Tuesday.
Yeah, we do a poll. If you're just tuning in or whatever, you can pick your top three tracks from an episode. You just type in the episode number and poll and email it to legacymusichour@gmail.com, and you can vote your top three tracks, and then we tally them up, and you have until that when that episode is released the following Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. or whatever, 11:59:59 p.m. to vote, and then we'll announce the top three eventually.
Right.
Not on the next episode, but eventually.
Yes.
And we'll do that this episode for episode 110.
Right.
At the end of the episode. We're going to let it build up a little bit, you know.
Well, eventually we'll post them on Facebook in a timely manner.
So today's topic. Oh, and I got to tell the rooster gangster story at one point too.
Okay.
Let's not forget about that.
Okay.
I never told that last episode.
Right.
Rooster gangster.
Rooster gangster.
Don't forget. All right. So today's topic for episode 112 is shopping.
Yes.
So it's all shop music. Just anytime there's a shop. We didn't include town music. Okay. Even though a lot of role playing games, their shops just use the same music as the town, or the town, it just doesn't. It's the same music as the town.
We also didn't use taverns or hotels.
Right. No hotels or bars or whatever.
It was a little tricky.
It's a little bit harder to find, but this was definitely an easier topic than I think the last couple topics or so. You know?
Okay.
So it's all shop music, and this is an appropriate topic for today's episode because this is basically our Christmas episode.
Right.
Because this episode will be, I mean, then our next episode is going to be released after Christmas, so this is the Christmas episode. This is the Legacy Music Hour Christmas episode.
No doubt.
So perfect that we're doing shopping because that's what Christmas is all about, is shopping.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or, you know, I mean, yeah. I guess I'm going to make my gifts this year.
You're going to
not going to shop, but yeah.
Oh, wow. What inspired that?
I don't know what to get anybody, so I thought I'd do something.
I'll tell you right now, I prefer my gift from you to be from a store.
Oh, really? You don't want me to make it?
Well, if you want to make it.
I'll make it with love.
Oh, okay.
Some Dragon Boy love.
Okay.
Dragon Twin love. So, all right. So, I do actually have a Christmas wish list, though. I thought it would be neat for us to talk about our Christmas wish list throughout the episode.
Sure.
Do you have any wish list stuff?
So if there's any Santas listening,
yeah.
Hey, you know, just
we're into it.
I've been real nice this year. maybe a little streak of naughty, but maybe there's
You've been naughty.
Maybe there's a Santa that's into that out there.
Oh yeah.
He's into that naughty situation.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Well, I'd love to hear a naughty story later on in the episode.
Let me think about one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get it started, I guess. Yeah. And then we'll get to our Christmas list when we come back. Okay. Yeah. That sounds fun. All right. So
I think this is perfect that I'm starting because this is actually something that's on my list.
Oh, yeah.
And I think to start off shopping, I think Brent, we should maybe take a trip and go get fitted for some rollerblades.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of that? Get some pads, a helmet, maybe a bat or a pipe.
Are you saying that you want some rollerblades for Christmas, or do you want this game?
No. I was just acting like we're going shopping.
Yeah.
Because the game is Skitchin.
Okay, Skitchin. Yeah.
Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Okay, by our good friend Jeff Van Dyke. Well, maybe he's not really our good friend, but he did do our show.
Yeah.
So he's my good friend in my book.
Right.
And this is the name of this track is called Skate Shop. And this is when you purchase all your rollerblading accessories. To start off our shopping episode, here is Skate Shop. Skate Shop from the game Skitchin. Jeff Van Dyke coming at you. And that is that classic Jeff Van Dyke sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got the sampled guitars.
Right.
It's heavy, heavy 90s grunge in your face, Brent.
Right.
So, like I was saying before, Skitchin is at the top of my list. If anyone out there has got this Electronic Arts gem, please send it to Legacy Music Hour headquarters.
And by that, you can just email legacymusichour@gmail.com if you want to find out the secret location.
Yeah. Yes.
So I guess since this is a Genesis game, you want to hear my Genesis Christmas wish list?
Oh, what do you got? No, I'm curious.
Wish list items or whatever? You know, I don't actually think I have any Genesis games on the list. I've got a Mega. I got some Mega Drive.
Mega Drive.
These are.
Wait, but how are you going to have to take apart your Genesis to make it fit?
No, yeah, I guess I would just have to unscrew the top. Yeah.
Yes.
Alien Soldier okay. is on my list. You
Why
know?
Not get the Genesis version?
There is no Genesis version.
Oh, is that Japanese only?
Yeah.
Oh.
It did come out on the Wii, but it for Virtual Console. But I don't do that, as
right,
you know.
Right.
So, Alien Soldier, and I mean, really, that's kind of it, actually. You know, I mean, I guess I could go for Puyo Puyo 2, you know,
right.
Or I could go for Magical Hat no Butobi Tabo Daiboken,
right?
But I'm either way. No, I mean, really, Alien Soldier is really my only Mega Drive / Genesis, you know,
you sure
know, want right
sure.
now. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
So, anyway.
Well, yeah. For those Mega Drive releases, maybe Santa-san hopefully is listening.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Santa-san, yeah.
Yes.
You didn't have any other Genesis things?
I'm going to be as it's coming
oh,
up.
Oh, your whole list is Genesis.
Well,
see,
no.
every break I'm going, or every whatever talking portion, right. I'm going to a different console.
Well, yeah. See, the thing with SNES is I don't have a SNES, but you have a SNES. So I'm going to save all of that for you to introduce me to.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And for me, I have the Genesis at home. I'd much rather just focus on that.
Right. Okay.
I stay true.
I do. I got it all. I got Genesis and Super Nintendo.
Okay.
And Nintendo. And Sega Master System.
All right.
And open, you know, but what I would like, which is on my list, is the TurboGrafx-16.
TurboGrafx-16. Yeah, okay. Right.
All right. But we'll talk about that later. Moving on to Legacy of the Wizard. All right, this is a classic game that we've heard from since the first episode of this podcast. It's great music by Yuzo Koshiro of Streets of Rage fame and also ActRaiser fame. ActRaiser more dear to my heart.
Okay.
And this is the shop music from Legacy of the Wizard for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Shop music from Legacy of the Wizard for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music by Yuzo Koshiro. And, you know, this just totally sounds 80s to me. The whole soundtrack, I think, to me sounds really, just has a really 80s sound to it. Mm-hmm. You know? Like this breakdown part at the end here?
The whistles?
Yeah.
First down.
It's kind of like a whistle solo at the end there. Yeah.
Oh, whistle solo.
A little bit of whistle
like
solo, yeah.
You know, whistle players, they just don't get their solos in.
Right. Well, no, the Yuzo Koshiro gives the whistle player the time to shine.
Right.
You know? He's very generous with
it's good to see.
Giving everybody their spotlight.
Right.
You got any Nintendo games on your wish list?
No, I don't have.
Oh, you don't have anything. Just Genesis.
It's
okay.
Going to be Genesis only.
All right. Well, I'll say what I'm interested in.
Okay.
Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice.
Yeah.
Hard to get. We played that, haven't we?
I've checked it out a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
At a friend's house. Yeah.
But very hard to get.
It's very.
Oh, see, you're going for the rare stuff.
Well, that's all I need at this point.
I would have
I
would have asked for some like Time Lord or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'll get you that if you want. I mean, I'd gladly give you that.
You'll
actually.
Pay me to take.
Yeah,
it
I'll pay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would like you to take that off my hands. It's a curse, actually. That's actually what you get when you're naughty. You know, Time Lord.
That's the coal. That's the coal.
That's the chains and coal. Yeah. No, I want to get... okay, well, as far as easier games to find, Castlevania 3, actually.
Really?
For Nintendo.
I had that.
Oh, really? I'd like that. I wouldn't mind that. Clash of Demon Head. I mean, I don't know, Nightshade. Little Samson.
Okay.
Although I don't need Little Samson at this point because I kind of played it already. But,
okay.
No, but really, Fire and Ice and Castlevania 3, those are kind of my main, I'd say. And on Famicom, Gimmick. Of course, Gimmick. You know.
Okay. That's
Gimmick. Cool. That's a tough one to get. And Utsurun Desu Kawousu So Hawaii e Iku. That's another one on there, too. But I'd say really at the top of the list, Fire and Ice, Castlevania 3, and Gimmick. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go Sword of Vermillion next. Mm-hmm. This is a role-playing game for the Sega Genesis. The composer is Hiroshi Miyauchi, and the track I'm going to play is Shop City. Vermillion Shop City. Kind of loops over and over there.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is actually very good music to tell you about the next item on my list.
Oh, yeah, okay, what's that?
The Adventures of Batman and Robin.
Oh, okay.
Sega Genesis.
Right, it's based on the animated show. Yeah.
And we were watching gameplay footage of that.
It was looking good, actually.
It
was looking real good, yeah.
Because it's a two-player game, I want to get us involved in that.
Yeah, no, I want to get involved in that with you, actually.
Right, because I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'll also take this time to mention, if anyone out this is actually kind of a shot in the dark, Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone out there has a 32X.
Oh, yeah? You want to get into
something
that?
Something that's collecting dust.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, you know, it's just sitting in a corner somewhere. I've always wanted to see what I could do with a 32X.
Sure, okay.
Which kind of goes beyond 16-bit.
So, yeah, I guess.
But
so, yeah.
I still want to see and maybe even find out if there are some tracks for the next Beyond 16-bit.
Okay, sure.
Which I want to keep it closer to the 16-bit and 8-bit era. Instead of going Xbox, PlayStation.
Right.
I want to do Game Boy Advance,
32X. You're expanding your playing horizons just one step at a time.
Baby step.
One step at a time.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to move on to Faxanadu.
Okay.
For the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is the shop music, and the music is composed by Jun Chikuma, a female composer, probably sitting at a computer in the 80s.
Are you going to cry now?
And it's just such a beautiful sight, you know, thinking about, you know.
Right.
June. She's sitting there, you know, programming away, making this music. You know.
You should dedicate this next track to Sentimental in San Gabriel.
Yeah, this next one, exactly. This next one goes out to Sentimental in San Gabriel. Here's Shop Music from Faxanadu. This is music from Faxanadu for the Nintendo. Music by Jun Chikuma. This is Shop Music. Going out to Sentimental in San Gabriel.
I like that.
Just wanted to add a little, you know, sort of Latin flavor to
flavor.
It.
Flavor. Yeah. Right.
A little flavor there, yeah.
Some flavor.
Some flavor, yeah.
Which is not even the correct term, but.
Right. It's more, like it's flavore.
Flavore.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a cool track. It's almost kind of elevatory a little bit, you know, for an 8-bit
okay.
track, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maduo Monogatari 1.
Oh, I had this picked.
Oh, did you really?
Was this a recent addition for you? Because I saw your list. I didn't think you
this
had
this. This was on there.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of something completely different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Are you going to reveal it later?
I'll tell you later. It's so funny because it sounds kind of similar, but it's not.
Right.
No, you're right. Go ahead.
Right.
I know this track. Okay, go, though.
There's no, what do you call it in, when you're that gift exchange where you steal people's things?
What is it?
White elephant. Right,
white
right,
elephant,
right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the white elephant on you right here.
Is that what it's called, white elephant?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
You do a gift exchange, and everyone, it's a group of people.
Yeah.
And then one person gets a gift. And then someone else can steal it, and then it's a whole cycle. It's a vicious cycle where usually there's one really good gift, and someone gets excited for a minute because they have something really nice, but it gets stolen from them.
Oh, yeah.
So by
I've
the end,
that.
You're...
I've seen that, but I saw it as under a different moniker.
Right.
Appropriate use of the word moniker.
You end up with just a keychain.
Right. I've heard about
and
this.
And someone else gets
tickets
to Disneyland or something.
I heard about that. I heard about it.
Okay, so no white elephanting.
No.
So
Maduo
Monogatari.
Yeah.
Is one
for Genesis. I know it. I know about it. I know about it.
Composers Tsuyoshi Matsushima and Polygon Junkie collaborated on this one.
Yeah.
And the track I'll be playing is Shop Theme 2. Shop Theme 2 from the game Maduo Monogatari.
Yeah, this is, I like this. This part right here.
This is really cool, yeah.
Yeah. I like it. First it sounded kind of silly, you know, but then it got kind of funky, you know, and I kind of like that.
I mean, it kind of sounds like just really trendy. Shopping music?
Like a clothing store or something?
Right.
Sort of. It's a little zany, though, for that. It's like a zany trendy.
Right.
Sort of zany trendy.
But then this is kind of hip right here.
Yeah, well, it's kind of disco-y, I guess. It's
disco-y,
kinda,
okay.
Sort of, yeah. It's right. Kind of something. I don't know. Something. It's, good. This is a good track. It's a good track.
Yeah,
I like that.
It really surprised me when I heard it because I thought the beginning that was it.
Yeah.
But then that it paused and.
Well, this part right here, it gets almost kind of, I don't know, something. It sounds modern, actually. It sounds kind of contemporary. You know?
Well, that's why I was thinking. Yeah. Shopping.
No.
Just a really trendy store.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you show up there and you're just going, I don't know what to buy, and then, boom, the outfit. The outfit you've been waiting for your whole life.
This is like the montage sequence where you. It's like you're just trying on different outfits and walking out of the dressing room, you know? And then the other guy, like you're coming out with different outfits and I'm sitting in the chair giving you a thumbs up or thumbs down or something like that.
They're all thumbs down.
Until that one part of the track. Yeah,
like hit that track again, hit it from the beginning.
Okay. So it's like this. So this is, we're going, checking out the clothes and stuff.
Right.
And then
roll my eyes because you just hand me a whole pile of clothes.
Yeah. And then you come out.
I come out, trench coat. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
I come out and I'm wearing overalls.
Thumbs down.
Then I come out and I'm just wearing a bib. Thumbs down.
No, that's kind of like a half. That's like midpoint.
And then,
but then I come out wearing a plaid skirt and then I'm like, yeah. Like it's a schoolgirl outfit, right? You're wearing like a plaid skirt and like a white stocking. Knee high.
And then now we're skipping around the store.
Yeah. And then you start working at a computer.
Right.
You can then try and travel to the 80s and start programming video game music.
Right here. Making that money.
Yeah. And then you actually program this song. This track.
Oh,
and
I like that.
It becomes
twist.
There's some sort of 12 Monkeys twist at the end, you know?
Right.
Yeah, or something like that, yeah.
Right, but I like that picking out my own outfit to go to the office and then earning that money.
Well, I like the idea. I like the idea of me judging your outfits.
Yes, yeah. That's good too.
I'd like to do that sometime in real life, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a 2-player game we could play in real life at one point, yeah? All right. Okay, here's a new game to the podcast that we haven't heard from yet called Sword World.
Sword World.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, it's Sword World SFC, which is Super Famicom, but that's actually the proper title of the game. This is a game for the Super Famicom. It's a Japanese-only release. The music, I have five composers here. Daisuke Emura, Shigekazu Kamaki, Yumi Kinoshita, Yusaburo Shimajio, and Yoshiya Takayama. Okay?
Okay.
And we're going to hear Store of Miracles. So it's like a magic shop kind of situation. There is another track called Weapon Shop, but this is Store of Miracles. And this is music from Sword World SFC. Music from Sword World SFC, Store of Miracles. Music by Daisuke Emura Shigekazu Kamaki. Shigekazu Kamaki, by the way, did the music to the Pebble Beach golf links.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yumi Kinoshita Yusa Buro Shimajoyo Yoshiya Takayama. That's it. This track is pretty cool because it's almost like a prog. It's like reminds me of like prog rock or something. Because it kind of has these different kind of movements to it almost.
See, I was thinking it was going to be a classical piece when it first started, but then boom, bass and drums. What?
Right. And it's Oh, here's the solo.
Some kind of flute solo.
Some sort of flute solo or something. Yeah. Or like it's got this like Celtic kind of flute solo situation. And then this part right here is really good. I love this part right here. It kind of kicks in. This is like the jam part right here. I love that part. That part's so awesome, actually. It's just, it really just, they pump it up all of a sudden, They just get it pumped, And it's like following that, this flute solo thing or whatever, and then it gets all jamming, this is made by the company T&E Soft, T&E, and they did the Pebble Beach game, and they did these other golf games also, but this is not a golf game.
Okay.
I like this track. I just want to keep listening to it, actually. I like this track. This is actually, I think so far, this is my favorite that we've played so far.
Oh, really?
I think so far, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good track, good track. Sword World, SFC.
Let's see. DJ Boy.
DJ Boy in the house.
DJ Boy.
Yeah.
DJ Boys.
DJ Boy.
This is also on my wish list.
Oh, is it?
If anyone out there.
Oh, I didn't talk about my Super Nintendo, but I'll talk about it. Oh, I got to talk about Rooster, too. Don't forget.
Rooster. Okay. Oh, you know what? I'll say... I have a track I think it'll be more appropriate for.
For the Rooster?
For the Rooster.
Okay.
It's during one of my tracks, but...
Yeah, okay.
DJ Boy is a... He's a rollerblading boy. No, he's a roller skating boy.
Oh, is he?
Right. Mm-hmm. He's a roller skating boy, and he beats up bad dudes. Mm-hmm.
And he mixes beats, too, right?
Right, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The composers for this game are Tatsuya Watanabe, S. Aizu, and M. Yoshida. Mm-hmm. And the track I will be playing is Item Shop. There is Item Shop from the game DJ Boy. Short and sweet.
I like this. It's got that. What is this?
Right.
I like that. The bending.
The bend.
The bend, yeah. I like the
bend.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like this. Like, it's like DJ Boy, right? DJ Boy. Right? Like DJ Boy. DJ Boy.
Okay.
Right? That's how it works. That's what the song means. Those are the lyrics of the song.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this, in addition to this one being on my list, I've also got International Rugby. That's actually Mega Drive only. So
okay.
I'm gonna have to come over to your place to play that.
Well, I don't have the Mega Drive.
Well, we're just going to rip open your Sega Genesis.
Oh, why? You don't want to rip yours open?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, I don't really either, to be honest.
Yeah.
So maybe on our wish list, we want a Mega Drive also.
Okay. Well,
Let's get the Mega Drive.
I have a fascination with rugby. I don't know how it's played, but every time I've ever seen it on television, I'm mesmerized. Mm-hmm. Because they're running around and bashing each other, and it looks like football, looks like soccer, and they're not wearing pads, and... The video gameplay looks amazing. Mm. It looks like it'd be a lot of fun to play if I learn the rules. So, International Rugby or Rugby World Cup 95.
Mm, okay.
Maybe, who knows? Maybe there's a couple of people that like to scrum that have these games.
Since I missed it on the last track, do you want me to say some of my Super Nintendo picks?
Sure.
So this is on my list, okay? Kirby's Dream Land 3. Okay?
Okay.
Super Mario RPG.
Okay. You know what? You should say every track with a bend.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll try it. Here we go. Watch this. Dream... No. Shoot, I missed it. I missed it. Here we go. Kirby's Dream Land... I was trying to line it up so that it went right up to three.
Right.
Yeah. Right, here we go. Kirby's Dream Land 3. I got that.
Okay.
I got that, right?
What else is on there?
Super Mario RPG.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
See, now okay. It's making sense.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors. I missed that one. I didn't get that one. But Zombies Ate My Neighbors is another one, though. I'm interested in that. But I guess I have some other ones on my list. But Kirby's Dream Land 3 and Super Mario RPG are kind of the highest on the list. And I also kind of got like Super Turrican 2. Even though Super Turrican 1 is probably the one to get because the music is probably better than Super Turrican 1. But Hagane, maybe. Super Smash TV, maybe. Dragon View, King of Dragons, Soul Blazer, Plock.
Wow.
But... Nah, really, if I was going to make a real official list, it'd be like just Kirby's Dream Land 3 and Super Mario RPG. Yeah, and then I've got Super Famicom games, but I'll save those for the next.
Okay.
Save those for the next, yeah. It's my turn.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it felt like it was not my turn because I was doing that. Okay. This is what I thought you said. Earlier, when you said Madoua Monogatari,
okay.
For some reason I just heard you say that, but in my mind I heard you say Morio Senki Madara.
Oh, okay.
Part one for the Famicom. This is a Japanese only release for the Famicom. This the composer on this is just the Konami Kukea Club. This is called Weapon Market, and of course this uses the VRC 6 chip or whatever it's called.
Right.
That allowed for more channels on simple Nintendo hardware, and it makes it so that to me it makes it so the music sound really TurboGrafx-16y to me.
Right.
But so Morio Senki Madara, Famicom Weapon Market. Morio Senki Madara. This is Weapon Market.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Konami, you know, can't go wrong with Konami. Yeah.
You know, if it's Christmas morning and I look under the tree and there's something from Konami, I know I'm golden.
You know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Konami's the best. Konami's the best.
Wait a minute. We already had. I thought you were Capcom at one point. Wasn't
I
it?
I never said that. I've never said
it,
that.
Or was it? Natsume? Was it Natsume once?
I would never say Natsume was the best. No, never. I would say that Capcom is one of the best, and I think Square is one of the best too.
I think the last time we said this, you said Konami.
Yeah, I always say,
Konami
pound for pound is the best. It's the best. Okay, here's some Super Famicom titles I'm looking for.
What
you ready?
What you got?
Sute Hakun. Okay.
Yeah.
Sute Hakun. That's definitely like top on my list. And then after that, I've got some other ones like, I don't know, I'm interested in checking out these Dragon Ball Z games. I mean, they're not high on my list, but, you know, Dragon Ball Z Hyper Dimension or Dragon Ball Z Super Butoden 2. I guess Super Back to the Future 2
Right.
Kind of interested in. And Gundam Wing, Endless Duel, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
Kishin Duji, Zenki, Reto Raiden, which is different from the Kishin Doji Zenki game we've heard on the program before.
Right.
But mainly Sute Hakun. That's mainly what's on my list at the top, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Sega Genesis. I think it's about time for that. We haven't heard from Ghostbusters in a while.
Mm-hmm. When you hear something, some hooves on your roof and someone climbing down your chimney, who are you going to call?
The Ghostbusters, right? And you zap Santa, unfortunately.
No, they just, I don't know, help him out a little bit.
Help him out?
Yeah. Just give him a little energy buzz or something.
The composers for this soundtrack are Nav and Ray Parker Jr.
Well, no. Ray Parker Jr. is on there because they use the original
right.
Ghostbusters song, and then, but yeah,
the shop theme is not
right. So Ray Parker would not be list on that.
I'm just listing composers for the soundtrack.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's just
the track I'll be playing is Shop from the game Ghostbusters, Sega Genesis. Shop, Ghostbusters, Sega Genesis. There it is.
Yeah.
Mercs. You know about Mercs?
Yeah. I didn't pick it, but I almost was going to pick Mercs' shop theme.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no shop theme in Mercs, is there?
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. It's good, too. It's pretty good. Wait, do you know what I'm talking about?
The game Mercs?
Yeah, Mercs.
There's no shop theme.
Yes, there is.
Well, I was just saying that was on my wish list.
Oh, Mercs. Okay, yeah. No, there's a shop theme for it, too.
Now I kind of wish there was I kind of want to listen to it.
Yeah, no, I had it as a backup track.
Really?
Yeah. I'll play it for you on the next break.
Can I do an honorable mention?
For what?
The tracks that didn't make it into this.
Okay,
sure. Street Fighter II Champion Edition. Shop theme in that one.
There's, okay.
Yeah, when you can buy...
Well, you buy, like, spells.
Right.
Yeah, you buy magic, I mean. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. So there's that.
Facts of Life. You know? You go to Tootie's, you know, cupcake shop or whatever. Yeah.
But Mercs was on my wish list. So if anyone out there has got that one out.
Yeah.
There's no shop theme for Mercs.
Yes, there is. I'll play it for you when we're off the mic.
For Sega Genesis.
Yeah, man. Totally.
I don't believe you.
I'll play it for you. You're going to like it, too, probably.
Okay. Yeah. This is a very... Let me hit this track a little more. Puts me in a good mood. Got that classic Ghostbusters sound.
Okay, well, we'll move on to a game called Shin Megami Tensei. This is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. And don't forget to tell me, don't forget about the rooster story, by the way.
It's coming up. It's coming
up. So I'm not going to tell it on this one. All right. So Shin, and it's so now it feels like it's been built up. But all right. Shin Megami Tensei. This is Super Famicom. This, the composer on this is Tsukasa Masuko.
Hey, okay? Tsukasa's Mikasa.
I know. I know. You did that joke already, I think, with this person's name, I think. And this is called Shop. Shin Megami Tensei Shop. This is music by Tsukasa Masuko.
Yeah, this is...
Well, it's kind of repetitive, right? But this part really sold me on it, though. This right here? I like that a lot, yeah. It sounds like some sort of like a voice, you know? Like a human voice, almost.
Oh, going do-do-do, yeah.
And honestly, that part of the track is what made me pick it, because the groove is kind of cool and groovy, you know, but it's, you know, it is repetitive, but then I don't know, that part coming in made me just be like, yeah, I'm gonna pick this track, and right here it comes again. This is like the female counterpart to the other one just now, you know.
Right.
Because, like, yeah, it was like a guy did it first, and then it was the girl doing it as a response or something, you know? Do you know what I mean? A
call and response.
Yeah, thing. Kind of. It was like the man going, do-do-do-do-do-do, and right. Then she's going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, okay.
Did you notice that? You know what I mean?
I'm picking it up now.
Yeah. See, it's like, this is the guy right here.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like a girl doing the other one, you know? Anyway.
Let me hear the girl.
Well, it's going to, all right, it's going to take a while to get back to it.
Well, hey, I really want to... Because I missed that the first time.
Okay, so that was the guy. Okay, and then it does this.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be left hanging. Is he going to get a response?
Yeah, no, he is. I think he is.
I hope so.
Okay, it's coming up after this phrase right here. Here it comes. No, after this one.
Oh,
this,
man.
After this one, yeah. No,
such a tease, she is. I see it. I hear it now.
Yeah. That's kind of fun. It's like a couple, you know?
Right.
They're like, you know, a Vox couple or whatever.
A Vox
I think that's
couple.
What you call those, the kind of electronic voices or whatever. Voxes or something. I don't know. It's a kind of a cool semi-funky track, you know?
I think it's very funky.
I don't think it's that funky.
I think it's straight up funky.
I think it's groovy. I don't think it's funky, though. I mean, I think it's semi-funky.
Skate or Die 2. Mm-hmm. This was suggested by listener St. John.
Okay.
Right? And this is a Nintendo...
John from Des Moines.
Right. Yeah. He gets that.
Yeah.
Nintendo Entertainment System is the name of the system. This is my first NES track.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's been straight up Genesis.
Yeah.
But what Christmas would be complete...
Without Rob Hubbard. I knew you were going there.
Right? On the first day of Christmas, the Dragon Boys gave to me a Rob Hubbard track.
In a pear tree.
an MP3.
What about just Rob Hubbard in a pear tree?
Rob Hubbard in a pear
Rob
tree.
Rob Hubbard hanging out in the tree, the pear tree.
As you know, Rob Hubbard is the greatest composer that ever existed, and he is my all-time favorite. And he composed the soundtrack to Skate or Die 2, and he also composed the soundtrack to the greatest soundtrack in video game history, Road Rash. You know that, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
So the name of the track is The Mall, Level 2. And this is where the skaters are skating around the mall. Okay, yeah. So yeah. It's a mall situation.
So, sort of a shop situation.
Right.
It's a shop level. We allowed this in our thing. Right. It's like if the level takes place in a sort of shop or a sort of shopping area, then so be it.
By the way, before I mention, yes, there is a shop track in Merck's.
Yeah. Of course.
Just to comment because I didn't believe you.
Yeah.
You're right. And when we're looking at the track, when you're looking at the track list to the soundtrack, look at the track right before and then comment. I think it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Just look at the track right before this one.
Yeah. All
right. And tell your rooster story, gangster story, because I mean these kids, while they're not gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of
roosters.
They're
crowing.
Hooligans.
Hooligans are crowing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skate or Die 2, The Mall, Level 2. All
right.
Two, and that is from the game Skate or Die 2, Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
Now you saw the track before this.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a half pipe situation. Half pipe situation. That's
if you if you haven't played the game, there's a cinema sequence before this level that involves a half pipe. And when I looked at the track list, I thought it was really funny. They call it the half pipe situation.
Yeah. That's funny.
So
okay, the rooster story, it's so stupid actually, the story, but all right, basically it was like this. My sister was watching this documentary on the Discovery Channel about gangsters.
Right.
And this woman was saying that she used to be a gang member or something like that.
Okay.
Woman, and they asked her, is there a sort of head honcho gangster of the mall? You know, now I'm kind of paraphrasing this. My sister kind of added details of her own in a way that are, you know, I feel like, but and I'm kind of paraphrasing what she said. So anyway, so is there like a head honcho gangster of the mall,
right,
you know? And the woman's response was, a head honcho gangster? There is such a thing. Probably the most head honcho gangster of the mall would most definitely have to be Rooster.
Wow.
So anyway, we just have this joke about how basically, you know, we just Rooster is this hardcore gangster, you know, like, what's up, Rooster? Hey, what's up, Rooster Cock-a-doodle-doo?
I think that's really funny. I want to find out what this documentary is.
Yeah, it's funny because my well, it's not going to sound like that at all because, you know, these are details added, you know.
Right.
But
right.
It is something like that, though. I told that to my friend of mine, and he ended up seeing it. It's on Netflix, actually.
The documentary?
It's like a thing on Discovery Channel. It's like a human interest kind of show or something like that or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, back to this Christmas gift of a track.
Yeah.
That I'm giving to the listeners here. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I'm not even giving. By way of Rob Hubbard.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He composes, but for anyone that's never been exposed to it, I hope that you enjoy this, what I have placed in your stocking.
Is this your favorite track of the episode?
This one's up there with the Skitchen. I really like that Skitchen track.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the Maduo Monogatari track.
Oh, that's tight. That was a tight one. That was a tight track.
That's good, too. That's good, too. But then I also have a track coming up as well.
Okay,
so
This
has a Kami 64 sound.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, Rob Hubbard's all about that. He's the C64 guy.
And it's just very rich and very multi-layered track. And what else can be said? Rob Hubbard. Hey. Rob Rooster Hubbard. Okay, he's the rooster.
He's the head honcho gangster of them all. All right. I'm going to move on to a game called Gun Knack.
Okay.
You know about Gun Knack? It's one of these kind of classic games, you know?
Okay.
The music is composed by Toshiaki Sakoda. Sakoda, right? That's more.
Right.
Who's credited as Golfer Sakoda. And this is a Nintendo game. We're going to hear Shop from Gun Knack. By the way, one quick note is that you... What was the track you played earlier? You played some track? Sort of a Vermillion, right? Yeah, sort of Vermillion.
Right.
The composer on that was also the composer of Outrun, just for point of
Hiroshi Miyauchi.
Yeah, but that's actually... that name... I don't know if that's an alias or what, but that the person's name is also Kawaguchi also.
Okay.
Or something, I don't know. But anyway, there's some sort of relation, connection, something. I don't know, something's going on. Anyway, so Gun Knack for the Nintendo. This is Shop. Shop music from Gun Knack for the Nintendo. Music by Toshiaki Sakoda. So it kind of sounds kind of quirky a little bit, in that the voice sounds kind of has that kind of wah-wah sound to it. But it's also kind of got an 80s sound to it too. And
it totally sounds like an 80s song. That beginning, if it didn't have that wah-wah.
Yeah, yeah. I like this, too. Like that little staircase right there. It's like kind of a... It's kind of a staircase. It's more of like a... I don't know. It's kind of a... It's like a stilted staircase.
Stilted staircase.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You know
that.
This part right here, listen.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that.
I think the program you were talking about, the gangsters, is Gang Wars.
Oh, really?
Gang Wars. Mm-hmm. I was just doing some research, so I'm going to definitely check that out.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout for the rooster,
the rooster
comment.
Yeah.
Super Fantasy Zone.
Yes.
Is my final track.
Okay.
And I was originally going to go with Fantasy Zone from the arcade, but then you exposed me.
Oh yeah.
To Super Fantasy Zone.
Yeah. Well, see, it's like this. Basically, it's like. You know, you've got Fantasy Zone. I guess that was an arcade game, right?
Right.
It was an arcade game, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course it was. And then, you know, it came out on Sega Master System, right?
Yes.
You know. And then, but then, you know, Super Fantasy Zone, they use the shop theme, the old shop theme in that.
Right.
But then they also have a new shop theme in there as well. That was done by, because that game was done by Sunsoft.
Yes. Naoki Kodaka.
Kodaka, yeah.
And that's one of my favorite composers.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
To close it out, I've got Chop Music, Super Fantasy Zone, Sega Genesis.
All right.
Fantasy Zone, Sega Genesis, Shop.
If I'm not mistaken, is there a little spaceship sound that you're blasting off in this? Right there, you hear that? You hear
okay.
The little, yeah, did you hear
take
that?
Off.
Yeah, you hear the little takeoff right there? No, not there, it's earlier.
Fantasy Zone is kind of a cute little shoot 'em up, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Cute 'em up, right. Yeah. Cute 'em up, yeah.
So that is the...
Watch this. 3, 2, 1. Not quite.
Well, I got that it was liftoff.
Yeah. I was gonna say maybe. I never forget. Okay. Hey, watch this. Kirby's Dream Land. I was trying to be like that. All right. Anyway, I didn't quite pull it off. All right, anyway, okay. All right. So, all right. I've got a track here. Tokimeki Memorial, Densetsu no Ki no Shita De. And as I recall, this is the game where the object is to pick up girls. Actually, that's the
really?
It's into high school and you're supposed to date girls.
Okay.
You're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to get girls. This is a Konami game.
Right.
This is a Japanese only release for the Super Famicom. Composer is unknown, but you're in high school and your goal is to, get the girl or get girls,
right.
I guess, or something. You know, but not in an innocent way, kind of way.
Sure.
You know? So this is Shopping District is the track we're going to hear. Shopping District from Tokimeki Memorial, Densetsu no Ki no Shita De. This is Shopping District from Tokimeki Memorial, Densetsu no Ki no Shita De. And it's kind of got an easy listening kind of sound to it. It's almost, you know, it's kind of almost got like a, it's almost like a kind of smooth jazz.
You wouldn't say elevatory?
Yeah, it is kind of elevatory. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah, but not elevator in the way that I usually go for, you know?
Right.
But it's almost it's a little something, I don't know. It's a little mushy, I guess.
It's smooth jazz, no doubt.
No, not even smooth jazz. It's kind of I don't know. It's like it's a certain kind of smooth jazz, you know. It's almost a sort of non-smooth jazz, smooth jazz kind of a thing, you know.
Okay.
Situation.
Right.
I like how there's like a harmony that comes in. I think right here. Right. Oh no, it's after. Okay, so you hear that flute kind of riff or whatever, and then there's like another harmony voice that comes in with it. Watch. Okay, here's the next one. You hear that?
Yeah.
It's neat. I think that's neat right there. All right, so to recap our Christmas wish list, ready?
Right.
All right. These are like sort of the top of my list, okay? For Super Nintendo, Kirby's Dream Land 3 and Super Mario RPG. For Super Famicom, Sute Hakun. For the Mega Drive, Alien Soldier. Ooh, I never mentioned this. For the Master System, and this is an easy game to get, Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
Okay.
I would like that. I would like Alex Kidd in Miracle World for Master System. For Nintendo, Fire and Ice and Castlevania 3. Again, that's kind of easier too, Castlevania 3. For Famicom, Gimmick, and that's it. That's mainly on my list, right?
I had Mercs and Adventures of Batman and Robin, and DJ Boy, Skitchen, 32X, Sega CD.
Oh yeah, TurboGrafx 16.
Hey, if anyone's got a Sega CD out there, I really want to see Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective, which, from what I understand, is one of the most horrible games.
Oh really? You just want to see how bad it is?
Yes.
When I was younger, I always wanted to see that game Voyeur. Do you remember the game Voyeur? I think there was nudity in it or something.
Oh.
It was a Sega CD game, I think.
Right.
I think maybe it was a CD Interactive. I don't know, something like that.
Right.
But anyway, TurboGrafx 16 though. I'm looking for that though. TurboGrafx 16. Yeah. So for a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com and, you can, comment there and start discussion there if you like. Again, if you want to vote for your favorite three tracks of the episode, just email legacymusichour@gmail.com and you can, it doesn't need to be in any specific order. It won't matter if you put it in an order. You can pick your favorite three tracks and we do like a poll now for the listeners' favorite tracks and Rob and I vote as well.
Right.
And,
call us.
You can also contact us there as well with questions or comments.
Right.
And you can call us
281-SONIC-91, but do not send us poll results or poll votes via text. It's got to be an email.
Well, why not, actually?
You sure? It's going to be a little confusing, I think.
You think so?
I like being able to see the email with
right,
the subject
that says,
line.
But sometimes people do not put... put episode 112
if you want to text it
and
in.
Then poll. But sometimes people... Well, no, I'm just saying sometimes people just put top three tracks or something like that on accident or whatever.
Right.
But just put, whatever. You get it. All right. People get it. All right. What else?
We are on iTunes, Nerdist, Facebook. What else are we on?
I don't know.
We're on all of those.
Yeah.
Look us up.
Also, next week's topic is going to be... What is it going to be? I have it. Oh, yeah. I think it's New Age. New Age.
New Age.
Now, I'm looking forward to this one. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this because, Rob and I love New Age music. And so, it's New Age is going to be the theme. And, it should be fun. Yeah.
So I hope you all get good gifts for Christmas.
Oh, and it makes sense New Age is going to be the next one because that's our New Year's episode.
Our New Year's episode.
So it's like bringing the new year with some New Age music.
Right.
Right? Okay. It's like that makes sense, because the new year is like a new age in
right.
a way, I mean, the year turns another age, so
right,
it's
right.
a new age,
So, like I was saying before, I hope you all get great gifts. I hope the majority of you were nice, but if you were naughty, I hope you get something naughty. Right? Huh? Yeah.
Rob's going to come over and give you something naughty. I want to thank Monica for, she's our new... helping us out, tech person.
Our tech, our tech podcast wizard.
Yeah. And also, I want to thank Adam. I want to thank Adam, sorry. I want to thank Adam, who is her friend who was helping her out because she only had one arm today. She doesn't have one arm normally, but she had one arm today and she was...
Right.
So he was her right arm. We made this joke earlier, but he was her right hand man, literally.
Oh, right, 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 right.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So, Oh, and the top three poll from episode 110. We have to mention this.
Right.
So, okay. So coming in at number the top second and third tracks were actually a tie. So there's basically a tie for second place, meaning there's no third place for this episode. So second place goes to, it's a tie between Wolfchild Stage 2 Jungle.
Okay.
And Steel Empire Stage 5-2. Okay.
Both my tracks.
Those are two choices. Hey. Second choice. And coming in at number one.
Right.
Pebble Beach Golf Links Music Number 6.
That's a no-brainer, I think. That was such a jam.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I mean, it was a stiff... I mean, it wasn't like people... at first, actually, the votes that were coming in were not picking Pebble Beach, and I was kind of thinking, oh, I guess people didn't like this track as much as, you know, we did. Because you and I actually picked almost the same three tracks. I picked... My top three were Pebble Beach, Golf Links, King Yo Chui Toba Dasi Game Gakuen, which actually that came in, I think that was, third pretty much, I mean, it tied with another track, but for third. And then also Robotrek was my other track.
Yeah.
And you picked King Yo Chui Ho Toba Dasi Game Gakuen and Pebble Beach Golf Links and something different than me. What was it?
Wolfchild.
Okay, Wolfchild. Right. So actually you're... Two out of three of your picks made it to the top three.
Right.
And for me, only one of my top three picks made it to the top three. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully that was fun for people to wait.
I think it's really interesting to see people's their favorite tracks. I mean, some of the tracks I didn't think it would resonate with the listeners.
Right, it is interesting. Yeah, right. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to, but I mean, you know, I can also think it's like, how could you pick? They're all good. You know what I mean? Okay, anyway. Okay, we're going to close out on Magical Chase. Okay.
Okay.
This is for the TurboGrafx 16, but this is our first TurboGrafx 16 track of the episode, and you know, the music is composed by Hitoshi Sakamoto and Masaharu Iwata, and this is called Halloween Jack's Shop, and again, it's music from Magical Chase. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch. Merry Christmas.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.